Yo Pods, check out Meet Mitch and Leewood for award-winning barbecue, outstanding atmosphere, and your destination to watch all your favorite March Madness action. Tailgating for opening day? Place your order online and pick up on way to the game. Meet Mitch Barbecue, East 95th and Mission in Ranch Martin or Shopping Center.
All right, let's get into it. A Friday edition of The Zone right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Jason Anderson with you. Beards as well. We head up until 2 o'clock. We've got you for the next 4 hours. Jam-packed show today on a Friday heading into the weekend and the beginning of the playoffs postseason in KC Sunday night, the fifth of six games that will take place in the playoffs tomorrow, three on Sunday and one on Monday to wrap things up for the Super Wild Card weekend. We've got it all for you right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. You know, we're the home of NFL, all things NFL, all weekend for your NFL playoffs. Tomorrow, doubleheader, Bengals, Raiders, starting at 3:30, Patriots, Bills, 7:15, with the weather that's supposed to be like 0 degrees, and so blood flow needs to be going for Josh Allen, apparently, from Bart Scott. On Sunday, Chiefs, they play 7:15 against the Steelers. We talk about it all week, and we start talking about that game with our pregame literally when Sunday starts. Midnight is when our pregame begins. Midnight, we get rolling. Then Bucks Eagles at noon, Cowboys 49ers at 3:30, and then immediately following, the Chiefs and Steelers, the best post game in town. Josh Briscoe, he will have all of the thoughts, your reactions, phone calls, tweets, text, whatever it is, and all of the sound from the locker room, the coaches, as they talk about how they got to the large margin of victory over the Steelers. So your home for the NFL. You're out and about. You're doing some honey-do list. You're going to different stores, running some errands. You got it all right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. As you should know, your home for the NFL, your home for the NFL playoffs, the Super Bowl, college basketball, March Madness, national championships in basketball and football and bowls and World Series and NBA, all of it right here on WHB. We will talk with Matt Derrick today at 11 o'clock. He'll hang out with us for the 11 o'clock hour as he does on Fridays. Get his thoughts on the Steelers and the Chiefs matchup to see if there is a concern from Matt Derrick. Is he trying to find concern? Is he searching for an issue or something to be worried about in this game? Is he actually worried about something in this game? And, of course, we'll talk about specifically the Chiefs. Tyreek Hill, the running back situation, defensively, Tyrann Mathieu. We'll hear some clips of Tyrann Mathieu in his press conference from yesterday. I found that to be of interest. And so we'll do that with Matt Derrick in the 11 o'clock hour. Field Yates from ESPN. He is our NFL insider. We'll hang out with him, talk about the playoffs overall, teams that he likes heading into the playoffs, things like that. We'll do that with Field Yates. Mick Schaefer, KSHB 41 Sports Director. He'll be with us around 12:30 or so. We've got Andy Reid coming up in the 1 o'clock hour. We got predictions, what's on tap. We got the cuts to end the week. All of that to come right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB over the next 4 hours. If you want to be a part of the show, 913-912-4810. 913-912-4810 is the text line to be a part of the show, 913-912-4810. I like that there's already texts coming in for today. Like, we haven't got into a topic yet, and there are already texts coming into the text line, one of those saying, Derek Carr looks like Marv from the movie Home Alone. Marv? Marv? And then this text coming in discussing Bart Scott and what his advice to Josh Allen was. 913-912-4810. The text says, and you know what? It's a great text because it's a good point. It says that Mitch Moore should demand Josh Allen remain in the shotgun if he takes that Bart Scott advice. Yeah, probably. Yeah, that's not a bad strategy there. Tech says the play hard charts from Next Gen Stats must be coming. I don't know. Maybe they are. 913-912-4810. I do want to talk about, you know, the practices that have taken place this week, and just simply from a matchup standpoint with the injuries, guys that have been dealing with something, nicked up, what it might be. I felt like Clyde Edwards-Helaire was going to play, given what Andy Reid said on Monday. Darrell Williams, given what Andy Reid said on Monday. Tyreek Hill. Those guys, the bigger concern, certainly Travis Kelce, but even Travis Kelce talking on Wednesday eased some of my worry with him and his hip injury, or let's just be honest, all of the different things he has been battling this year. How many times did we talk about a game and talking about the offense and Travis Kelce specifically and go, yeah, he just doesn't look healthy. You know, he's 32 years old and just, you know, week in and week out, he's dealing with something, whether it was an ankle or a knee or a hip, whatever. It just, you know, you can see that he's laboring at times. He talked Wednesday, as he said, everybody's going through something at this time. This is game number 18 for these guys that are going to be playing this weekend. But Darrell Williams was limited at practice yesterday again. That's back-to-back limiteds for Darrell Williams, something to keep an eye on. And Clyde Edwards-Helaire did not practice yesterday. That's definitely something to keep an eye on because he was limited on Wednesday in practice, and then he did not practice yesterday. Is that just giving him a rest? Is that them saying he practiced on Wednesday and maybe it was a step back to where we don't want him being out there back-to-back days? Today will obviously be a good indication because if you don't practice on Friday, you do not play with the Chiefs. Andy Reid, it doesn't happen. If you don't practice on Friday, we ask all the time, well, you know, if this guy doesn't practice because he's a veteran, he's been around, he knows the offense, can he play on Sunday? And Andy Reid would say, oh, yeah, I mean, the guy can play. I mean, he knows what we're doing. He understands the offense. He's been around. You know, he might be injured, but he knows, you know, the game plan. He's in the rooms and meeting and things like that. So, yeah, he understands what's going on. It just doesn't happen, though. If you don't practice on a Friday because of an injury, Andy Reid does not activate you for Sunday. So it'll be interesting to see if Clyde Edwards-Helaire is working out today. Also, Tyreek Hill. It's a little concerning with Tyreek Hill. I think this is precautionary with Tyreek, that yesterday or Wednesday he was a full practice. Yesterday he was only limited. But there's definitely that in the back of your mind that the heel injury, look, I'm a worry wart. People know that. Risk averse, all of that. And I worry each and every time somebody gets tackled. It's the NFL, so I worry a lot when I'm watching these games because it can wreck a season. Everybody knows how we were feeling in Denver a couple of years ago, right? Don't even need to say it. We all know what was going on there. And the heel injury is one thing that does really have me concerned, not against the Steelers, because, again, we can break down and talk about the Steelers and how the Chiefs are going to do this against their offensive line and Najee Harris, who we'll get into in a second. You know, the defensive front of the Steelers putting pressure on Patrick Mahomes. Can they run the football effectively, therefore to take away some of the effectiveness of a Watt and a Highsmith, and especially against the 32nd ranked rush defense in the league? We can go through all of those things. But if we're talking about can the Chiefs win the Super Bowl, you really shouldn't be worried about the Steelers. The only thing I hear when there's a concern or people are talking about breaking this week, this game down, or you know, speaking from a, you know, hey, there is an element there, there's something there, it's always the same thing. Well, it's the playoffs. Well, you know, it's the NFL. Anything can happen. You're saying that they need a miracle and for the, quote, NFL to happen. They need balls to bounce their way. They need the turnovers. They need freaky plays. That NFL can happen. We're not breaking it down from a, Well, you know, if they get the running game going, and if they can keep Patrick Mahomes on the sideline, and, you know, if they can, you know, get that real pass rush going, and the secondary is really good, and the way they're going to defend Tyreek and Travis Kelce, and if they're going to double-team Chris Jones, and this is the scheme they can run, the game plan they will implement and deploy out there on Sunday against the Chiefs is certainly going to be much different than they did last go-around. And let me tell you why. Here's the shell coverage. These are the man-to-man. They're going to cover zero. They're going to blitz Patrick Mahomes. They didn't do it much, but they're going to switch. No. It's a, I'm worried about it because, you know, anything can happen. Who was it that was the country singer when the Chiefs were really bad, and it was the 50-year anniversary for the Chiefs, and it was from the 50, anything's possible? It wasn't Toby Keith, right? It wasn't him. I know that we just mentioned Toby Keith because of, you know, I'm not as good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever once was, will be type thingy. Those are the actual lyrics, by the way, type thingy is how he dismounts on the chorus there. But that's what I feel like with this game. Like the, well, from the 50, anything's possible. The Chiefs' slogan that year was, I don't know, miracles can happen. You know, from the, anything's possible. I mean, yeah, we are a bad team, but you never know. It's the 50-year anniversary. Come out and hang out and have fun, because we might be one of those crazy stories that just came out of nowhere and won a lot of games, because anything is possible. We're Kevin Garnett here. Like, that's the real breakdown. That's the only breakdown people have in this game, other than a couple of players. Well, you know, Watt can wreck a game. Yeah, so can Chris Jones. Well, you know, Najee Harris, everyone. Yeah, they have Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, and Tyreek Hill. And we'll, you know, certainly a worry there. Texas, maybe Hill shouldn't be out trying to out-jump Hardman in pregame warm-ups. I mean, they're going to do what they do. Tyreek does the same thing, you know, in warm-ups all the time. It happens. It was a, you know, freak injury. But what I am looking at and taking a cautionary approach with is that this is about winning the Super Bowl this year. It's about winning the AFC, at least. Getting to the AFC Championship game, at least. And because of that, yeah, I see that Tyreek was a full participant on Wednesday, and then I see that he was limited yesterday, and my reaction is the same that it was on Monday, which is, I don't want to see Tyreek Hill play. Now, you may think that, well, you know, it can be close, and it can be, but do you really think, like, honestly, in your heart of hearts, with Patrick Mahomes out there, think that the Steelers are going to win the game? No, you don't. You don't. So if Tyreek Hill isn't out there, what, they don't cover? They win by 10 comfortably? They win the game and you never felt like it was in doubt? But they didn't have to worry about Tyreek going out there and stepping wrong and injuring that heel even worse? And now he might be out or hobbled against the Bills or Bengals or Raiders in the second round. Yeah, I'll take my chances with limiting Tyreek Hill or not even playing him against a crappy team, against a team that has no business being in the playoffs, just found their way in the playoffs. They got dropped off in the playoffs. They were blindfolded in a box truck and taken there. They got out. They're like, where are we? You're in the playoffs. Oh, we had no idea. we were picked up at the top 10 picks in the draft, and we were brought here? Oh, this is awesome. Let's give it a shot. You never know what's going to happen. The old college try. Football happens. The bounce of an oblong ball might go in your favor. So if you're really concerned about Tyreek Hill, then you don't think the Chiefs are going to win the AFC. You can't really believe that if you're worried about the Steelers. So Tyreek is something that has me questioning how much he should be out there on Sunday. But Andy Reid has always taken the approach, if you can play, you can play, you will play. I'm not going to sit a healthy player or a guy that the doctors say, yeah, he's cleared to play. You know, everybody's dealing with something. You can't rest everybody that's dealing with some nicks and bruises. No. I'm not asking you to rest everybody. I'm asking you to rest your most dynamic playmaker on offense. And at least limit what he is out there. That would be great. In a perfect world, they come out, they beat the Steelers down, and they rest in the second half. Not saying that that's going to happen. I thought that was going to be the case against Denver last week. So, you know, track record ain't great. You know, 5 days later, or 6 days, I guess, because it was a Saturday game. But there's a different feel for this one. Can we play Tyrann Mathieu? Let's play the covering the quick passing game, because what he talks about here, while he was asked specifically about, you know, you guys are so good at covering those quick passes. I believe Cynthia Freeland said they're third in the league. They're the third best team in the league at covering the short, quick passes. And the Steelers, their main offensive passing game is the short, quick passes. So he was asked about how do you guys go about covering that and why you're so successful.
Well, I think most of it comes down to really, you know, angles to the completion point. And they have some good, you know, wide receivers, obviously Najee Harris and, you know, him, you know, having some of the most catches out of the backfield, you know, for a running back as a rookie. So it's going to be a great challenge for us to get out of our, you know, stacks or get out of our positions and not assume that, you know, anybody else is going to make the tackle, make the play. I think it's going to have to be a commitment, especially from us, you know, in the back end to really get to the ball and really tackle them, you know, before those guys, you know, get to the first down marker. That's one of the things that they like to do on third down as well, you know, give it to those guys and let those guys run, you know, for 6-7 yards. So it'll be a great challenge for us. I'm looking forward to seeing, you know, how we react to it.
The real money line in that for me was not assume anybody else is going to make the tackle or make the play. Isn't that what we talked about coming out of the Bengals game? What we saw in that game with a few plays, especially Ja'Marr Chase and his long catch and run through the Chiefs defense, is that Willie Gay thought somebody else was going to make the tackle. Charvarius Ward thought somebody else was going to make the tackle. Legarius Sneed thought somebody else was going to make the tackle, and none of them did because they thought the other guy was going to do that. And I do believe if, you know, the one seed obviously is huge, and there's a big difference between having to go out and play. It's a nice consolation that you got the Steelers, but you still have to play a game. All right? The NFL happens. But I'm more concerned with guys getting banged up and injured when you go up against a real test the next week. And yes, I'm overlooking the Steelers. And if they lose to the Steelers, it ain't because I'm overlooking them. It's because something crazy happened, and it's the worst loss in Andy Reid's tenure in Kansas City. If they find a way to, you know, blow this one. But coming out of the Bengals game, it was a disappointment that you lost the one seed and you needed help from the Texans to beat the Titans. But it was about how lackluster the effort was. Why weren't they tackling the way that they were doing it the weeks prior? And I wonder if they got a little lazy. They certainly did on that play. If they got lazy in that sometimes you forget what got you into that position, what you were doing to get there. And then you just take it for granted. And you think you've got a Ja'Marr Chase taken care of because other guys are there and it doesn't happen. And you look back at the film and you go, well, if I would have been here, I could have made the tackle. But I thought he was going to. When Tyrann Mathieu says not assume anybody else is going to make the tackle and make the play, that's a big deal, because if they lost to the Bengals and that's a reminder and that's a big flashing red light or that carrot that's out in front of them because they can, you know, make the Super Bowl, but they can't do it if they play like that, then, yeah, there can be a positive that comes from that. The energy, the effort, the tackling, what they didn't do last week against the Broncos, and assuming other guys were going to make the play against the Bengals, and there were some pretty substandard results in the games on defense. So if the Chiefs take the approach, like Tyron was talking about, the energy, the effort, and it will be about who brings that energy and intensity, and everybody feeling like, I'm going to go make the play. I hope he gets there, but I'm not going to assume he's making the tackle because I'm going to go and take my angle as well, and I'll be there, and everybody is going to swarm and run to the football. If that's the case, then yeah, I don't think the Steelers... This weekend is not about the Steelers. What can the Steelers do? It's about the Chiefs. If the Chiefs come out and play an F game or a D game... or a C-minus game and the Pittsburgh Steelers play awesome. But if the Chiefs come out focused and playing with intensity, I'm sorry, the Steelers don't have a chance because they're not on the level of that team. That's reality. It's not arrogant. It's not cocky. It's just reality. It's the truth. But people get so worried or maybe superstitious of saying that because you don't want to jinx something, or you don't want to feel like you stepped out of turn and you got cocky and you were saying that and now it's going to blow up in your face and now people are, you know, pointing and laughing at you. Yeah, upsets happen in the NFL, but it's okay to look at it and say, this is a wide margin in terms of skill players, in terms of teams. And if the Chiefs go out there and lay an egg, then they can lose. If they come out there focused, like Tyron Matthew was talking about, that no, we can't look forward. No, it's one game. It's a one-game season. And it's about who brings the intensity in the postseason. Tackling. We've got to be better at that than we were last week. Talked about that yesterday, did Tyron Matthew. Swarming to the football. Like he said, don't assume somebody else is going to make the tackle, make the play. If that's the way the defense is playing, then good luck to the Steelers. Also something to keep in mind, Najee Harris did not practice yesterday either. So he's did not practice on Wednesday, did not practice on Thursday. And Mike Tomlin said Friday will be a good indication as to what he can do on Sunday. I think he said Friday's workout will tell us a lot for Sunday. So we'll be watching. If Najee Harris does not participate in practice today, maybe the Steelers are different, because I haven't gone back and studied the Steelers if they have players that don't practice on a Friday because of injury and then play on a Sunday. I have no idea. So maybe he still plays. But it is something to keep in mind if Najee Harris is not going to practice today because of his elbow injury. And also something to watch, Trey Turner, the starting right guard for the Steelers on a bad offensive line, was not even a full participant listed on Wednesday. He wasn't even listed on the injury report Wednesday. Yesterday, he was did not practice because of a knee. Something to keep an eye on, too. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back. I want to hear from Tyron Matthew. I also went and looked at the DVOA from Football Outsiders and the different matchups in the wild card round to see if there are other games that match up with how wide the difference is between the Chiefs and the Steelers this go-around, with them being, you know, the best teams in the league are around, you know, plus 30, plus 31 in percentage of DVOA above average. The difference between the Chiefs and the Steelers in this matchup is plus 27. Going back to 2015, there are five games in the wild card round that were even plus 25 or more. Chiefs with a wide, wide margin, according to, you know, some of the analytics as well. So we look at that. I want to hear from some of the national analysts that do try to weigh in and say, how can the Steelers beat the Chiefs? Here's the way that they go about it. And also a couple of other clips from Tyron Matthew that I thought were interesting. We take a timeout. We come back. 913-912-4810. That is the text line. 913-912-4810. Lee Sterling coming up 15 minutes from now. Matt Derrick, Field Yates, Mick Schaefer, Andy Reid, predictions on tap cuts, all still to come on a Friday.
The Zone with Jason Anderson.
They've been firm up front.
Weekdays from 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Lee Sterling coming up in the next segment. Matt Derrick in the 11 o'clock hour. Field Yates at noon. And Mick Schaefer hanging out with us the rest of the way around 12:30 or so. Andy Reid, we'll hear from him. The 1 o'clock hour. Got predictions and cuts and all of that as well. You know what? Let's go ahead and play the Bart Scott on the advice for Josh Allen. We've talked about it a couple of times, and we've had a number of texts that have come in the first segment about that. So you know what? Let's just go ahead and hear the conversation that took place. It's about a minute long about Josh Allen and how this whole thing came about.
You know, I spoke to Josh Allen over the phone about how he's going to handle the cold weathers, because here's the issue with Josh Allen. Over the last 15 years, he's the second worst completion percentage in the NFL in freezing temps. The guy hates the cold. He doesn't play well. And he says the reason is because he's got bad circulation. So his toes get cold. And as you know, with your feet.
Can I get you a suggestion for him?
You want me
Josh Allen listening? Can people get this message to him? Viagra. Take some Viagra for the game, baby. Got to fit that circulation going right.
I don't know how to move off of that.
I don't have any medical background. So I don't really have a response to that. But you play. So you must know something.
A lot of us take Viagra. Right? Because Viagra opens up the blood vessels.
A lot of us take Viagra. What do you mean a lot of
NFL players, at least in my day, took Viagra because it opens up the blood vessels. A lot of endurance athletes. Because Viagra was first a heart medicine. Right? So it builds up circulation, which makes sure that it gets the circulation to the feet.
Okay.
The last part there with the... Okay. Obviously wanting to... She had the report of, I talked with Josh Allen. All right, second worst completion percentage in freezing temperatures. He has a circulation problem in his feet. They get cold. Maybe it messes up his fundamentals. And then it goes a different route. And then she's just like, Okay. So,
okay.
All right. How do we move on from that?
Okay.
913-912-4810 text says, Bart Scott's advice will merely cause Josh Allen to pee up his jersey instead of down his leg. Certainly. Text says, I hope Chris Jones didn't hear Bart Scott.
Every once in a while, I forget about that. And then I'm reminded and I laugh again.
Yeah, Corey doesn't let us forget about that. Texas, man, I really wish my guy Corey was in to discuss the Bart Scott comment. He would have a field day. Says he and his family are in our prayers. That is absolutely right. That is absolutely right. I wish he was in here as well. For a lot of different reasons, I wish he was in here. Texas, he won't walk with a limp, but his toes will be stiff. Okay, well, maybe. Texas, and this is an actual one. I can buy the Viagra for the feet thing. I know a lot of diabetics take it to increase circulation in their legs. Yeah, that's what it is. Doc, that's why I take it. Doc, I just need that circulation in my feet. It's cold outside. But I didn't know that stat about him having the second worst completion percentage in freezing temps. That doesn't seem ideal for where he plays football in January. Either that changes... Or you build a dome in Buffalo. If Josh Allen's going to be your quarterback for the next 12 to 15 years, like, I love how it's like, well, you know, teams come up here to Buffalo and we've got this advantage because teams don't like playing in the cold. Yeah, nobody does. Your team doesn't like playing in the cold. They're forced to because they're on a team that plays in that city. And your quarterback sucks. In that weather. Like, if Patrick Mahomes had the second worst completion percentage on grass, I would suggest the Chiefs get field turf. Anything to help.
Hey, I mean, at least, you know, they don't play in the playoffs in the coldest weather of the year. Oh, wait, no.
No. Yeah, they play in Buffalo in June. It's lovely.
Yeah.
Lovely in June there in Buffalo.
Football. It's a summer sport.
Man, that is interesting. Second worst completion percentage in freezing temperatures. Let's hear how Pittsburgh, switching games, how Pittsburgh can win the game this weekend from some of the national analysts. After a couple of these texts, 913-912-4810 says, I am a diabetic. Also, no, we don't. Okay. Text says, what temperature did they use to calculate this? Celsius or Fahrenheit? Nerd jokes. Text comes in a serious one. Says, I'm totally taking myself into the game that it'll be really close. Despite making the Super Bowl the last 2 years, the PTSD of past playoff failures is real. which I get it, understandable. But I think there's a pre-Mahomes PTSD and a current Mahomes non-PTSD. Because when he's favored, I mean, the one loss is against New England when it's first ever championship game, didn't score in the first half, and then they turned it on and scored 31 points in the second half against that defense that went on to win the Super Bowl. And then against Tampa Bay. The other games, they weren't really all that close. The Browns game was a five-point victory. In the playoffs, not the Super Bowl, obviously San Francisco was a comeback. But I mean, in the AFC, his one loss to Tom Brady was when they scored 0 points in his first ever championship game in the first half. But they took care of the Colts in the divisional round that people were worried about. They took care of the Texans after a slow start.
Slow?
It was a rough start. It was not fun. I said some things that then I advised my son that we don't talk like daddy. Okay. They took care of the Titans, winning by, what, 14? Oh, no, they won by 11. It was 35-24 with the late touchdown that made it 11 by the Titans. And then, of course, 31-20 against the 49ers, but down 20-10. And then last year, they're up 22-3 when Mahomes goes out? Or they're 22-3 at halftime, I think. Nope. They got the field goal in the second half. It was 19-3 at half. Then they get a touchdown, making it 19-10. Then Mahomes gets injured. On that drive, they kick a field goal, 22-10. We know the final being 22-21, whatever it was. So, or 22-17. So, yeah, they won by five when they were favorites against the Browns, and by DVOA percentage, pretty heavy favorites. And then the Bills, which this was a surprise to go back and look at. I didn't realize by DVOA total that they were actually a negative to the Bills. They were minus 4 percentage points lower than Buffalo last year going into that AFC Championship game, and they won by 14. They were down 9 and won by 14. Then, of course, we know what happened in the Super Bowl. So, totally understand, because I'm there with you from a lifetime of PTSD. But this isn't Bono. It ain't Gerback. Love you, Trent. But it's not, you know, it ain't that defense. Love you, Trent, but it ain't that defense, because it ain't Trent's fault that there was a no-punt game, that the defense couldn't force a punt, and there was an offensive pass interference that was BS, and a fumble that was after a 40-yard run by Priest Holmes. Those things happen. All right? And it ain't Alex Smith. It's not Matt Cassel. It's Patrick Mahomes. That's why I go in so confident and cocky, because that guy is on my team.
I will say, some of those Steelers ones are probably some of the more recent PTSD causers and are some of the more painful PTSD causers.
Agreed, because
it's
I
get that fact.
I went into that game in 16 thinking the Chiefs would take care of the Steelers and exorcise those demons, and then came away very crushed. But now, looking back, that was Alex Smith. This is Patrick Mahomes. It's a different feel, man. It's a different feel. Another text that came in, and it's a good point, talking about the practices that said, you know, Wednesdays are historically light practice days. Thursdays, when they do full practice, might explain why people who were full on Wednesday limited on Thursday. True. Absolutely. Today, Fast Friday is a pretty fast practice as well. Pretty light practice, I should say. Fast Friday, light practice. So if there's a limited participant from Clyde Edwards-Helaire specifically, then yeah, I'd be concerned with that. I would probably think he wouldn't play, because that would be a limited, did not practice when it was a more intense, using air quotes, relative term. And then a light practice would be what he actually went out there and was limited. We'll see what happens with that. Let's hear at least one of them. Let's hear Lewis Riddick. So Lewis Riddick weighs in on trying to give. I talked about, like, locally, the real breakdowns are anything can happen. The real breakdowns are, well, we'll see. We'll try to talk ourselves into being concerned of the Steelers. Here's Lewis Reddick giving a breakdown of how he believes the Steelers can win on Sunday night.
They have to go in expecting to score. They have to go in expecting to be able to put some plays together, put some drives together where they use Najee Harris, you know, in a way that really suits what his style really is, which is downhill running. You saw that against Cleveland in our Monday night game in Pittsburgh a few weeks ago, that when he gets going north and south, he's much better than the east and west type of attack that they have tried to use for the majority of the year. They tried to use against Kansas City in the first game. That's not going to work. Deontay Johnson has to catch the football. No drops, no fumbles, no be loose with the football. Chase Claypool, you got to win some big one-on-ones on the outside. They have to give Ben enough time to get the ball down the field. Not 5 and 7 step drop, but just be able to get those one-hitch throws where he can put it up and they can win the one-on-ones. Pat Freiermuth, you have to play your very best game. So, yeah, it can be done, but they have very, very, very little margin for error. And defensively, they have to make Patrick Mahomes go the long, hard way and turn this football over, which means T.J. Watt, like, you've been one of the baddest dudes in the NFL all year. You're going to have to do that again. Minka, you're going to have to do it again. Big hits, interceptions. But, yeah, of course it can be done. These are professionals. It just doesn't look likely, but it can be done.
That was interesting when he talked about that, you know, take your shots down the field one-on-one. Because, you know, I've looked at it and, you know, the Steelers have that quick passing game. And the Chiefs are really good at guarding that. But his analysis or advice, if you want to call it that, was, you know, you don't have to just go down the line of scrimmage if you are going to throw the ball quickly because the pass protection is suspect. That you can have a quick drop back, and if you get one-on-one on the outside, just take your chances. See if you can have your receiver go up and make a play. Or, certainly it's happened before, a penalty. Getting a little grabby, pass interference, right, wrong, indifferent. Take your chances there. Thought that was interesting, if that's the case, if that's what they do. But then that kind of feels like we'll see what happens. It's not really what we do, but, you know, hey, maybe our guy goes up and makes a play. Because the Steelers really can't afford wasted plays with their offense. 913-912-4810 is the text line. We'll talk with Matt Derrick coming up in the 11 o'clock hour. Field Yates at noon. Mick Schaefer joining us in the noon hour as well. Andy Reid, predictions. We got what's on tap going on this weekend and cuts as well. We'll take a timeout. We'll hear from Lee Sterling hanging out with Todd Lebo, getting you set for the playoff weekend.
We've had our little holiday break here on The Zone with Lee Sterling, but now it's playoffs time, man. They're ready. The playoffs are getting underway this week in the National Football League, and Lee Sterling is back with all kinds of great specials at a great time of year for sports gambling, Lee.
It is, and I'm getting really hot. I mean, I don't know what it is. Maybe it's because the games slow down, not as many games. I can really study the idiosyncrasies of each team and all the players. Maybe I'm in the holiday mood. I don't know what it is, but it usually starts right around bowl season. But we're on a 14-4-1 run right now, including winning the Georgia National Championship game, where I think most people loved. In fact, I checked, I think it was 78% of the public was on Alabama or Alabama money line, so we nailed that. They want to get involved. Two great options. They get from now through the Super Bowl in football, 197. That's my phone service. Everything through mid-February. Or if you'd like to get all four sports, and we're rolling in football, college and pro basketball, hockey, I'm number one in the world, and the UFC picked back up. That starts back up on Saturday night. Everything through the end of January, just $297. We text you those plays each and every day. Just go to ParamountSports.com.
That sounds great, Lee. Let's talk about these NFL games. You can hear them all right here on Sports Radio 810. Big game. A lot of eyeballs are going to be on this one. The Dallas Cowboys back in the playoffs. They got a home game on Sunday. They're a 3-point favorite against the Niners, who shocked a lot of people by getting in.
They did, but they are the team, unlike Indianapolis, who everyone for some reason thought they were the team that you don't want to play. I think San Francisco's that team. So it looked like they were done. I mean, they're going to be out of the playoffs. They're down 17-3 at half. What did they do? They moved the ball 88 yards with no timeouts. They forced overtime last minute and 30 of regulation here. They're running the football since Elijah Mitchell's been back in. Oh, I mean, he's a beast the last two games. Averaged, I think it's over 100 yards in the last two games. Before that, he was out injured for a while. Jimmy G, it looks like that sore thumb is not affecting him at all here. So I just don't like the Dallas play calling. Whereas San Francisco's utilizing Deebo Samuel running and catching the football. And once he gets a hold of it, he is tough to bring down. CeeDee Lamb, just not used enough. I mean, I just don't think you're going to be able to win a bunch of playoff games throwing to the tight end seven times for 80 or 90 yards. I don't think that's going to be good enough. So I think the wrong team's favorite. I like San Francisco here, 28-24.
All right, Saturday game, big one here. The Raiders snuck in the playoffs. They're playing the Bengals. The Bengals had just beaten the Chiefs a couple weeks before. But you like the total in this game. Let's talk about that one.
Yeah, so we've got weather. It looks like the weather is going to be in the teens or the 20s. Could be some wind. You have a situation where you've got, you know, two quarterbacks, one that's rarely been in the playoffs, Carr, and then also another quarterback, Joe Burrow, has never been in the playoffs. So I think you have also two coaches who might, you know, not want to have that one play determined the game early in the game, so they might be feeling each other out here. I think the Raiders realize that, hey, they can't allow the big play, so they're going to play off maybe a little bit more in coverage than they normally do, don't gamble as much as they do, make Cincinnati run the ball down the field. Joe Mixon's not been the same. He's coming back from injury. And the Raiders, you know, they're not the same. They scored in the last game against the Chargers, but one of those touchdowns was because so he ends up going for it, fourth and one from his own 18-yard line, which led them. But before that, the four games before that, they didn't score here. I'm going under the 49 total points in that first game.
All right. And then the nightcap on Saturday, the Bills, this is round three for the Bills and Patriots. Yep. I don't know what the weather's going to be like there, but it can't be as bad as that 50 or 60-mile-an-hour wind they had last time there in Buffalo. The Bills are favored here. I think they're the better team, but can they do this in the playoffs against Belichick?
The winds were sustained 50 with gusts up to 70 miles an hour in that game, and that took Buffalo's passing game out of the equation. And Buffalo likes to run and throw the football. On top of that, they have a quarterback. And in big games, it's great to have a quarterback that can run. And Josh Allen, the last three games, he's run for 63, 81, and 64 yards, including the 64 yards in that 33-21 win in the rematch. So, yeah, we know that New England only throw the ball three times in that first game, but New England's not the same team we saw, you know, a few weeks ago when they defeated Buffalo. They've lost three of the last four games. Buffalo's even running the ball now. They've run the ball now each of the last five games for more than 100 rushing yards. And the Patriots, they're very reliant on the running game here. And the last four games, just six touchdown passes to five interceptions here for the rookie Jones. So I just think this is a great situational play. Check the weather. We're going to see, you know, it's going to be cold, single digits. I think the high is 11, but winds of less than 10 miles an hour. I think Buffalo is more well-rounded here. And, you know, we talk about defense, Todd. People always love the offense, you know, the high-scoring college football. But who is in the national championship games? The best two defenses all around, Alabama and Georgia. In fact, it was 9-6 at halftime, total of just five field goals. It did open up a little in the second half. But believe it or not, the Buffalo Bills are the team that has given up the fewest points, yards, and passing yards in the regular season here. I think Buffalo pulls away late here, 27-17.
On the big nightcap at Arrowhead Stadium, big favorite. The Chiefs are way better than the Steelers. Big Ben swan song, too much overconfidence. This is a large number to cover in the postseason.
So I think the only way that the Steelers can stay in this game is the Chiefs have to be overconfident. They have to have some real weird things happen. Maybe a tip pass goes for a touchdown, a couple, you know, fumbles early in the game like that. Remember that playoff game against Houston? How many turnovers, how many times did Kansas City turn that ball over the first half? Remember when they played Houston a couple years back?
Oh, it was terrible. They had a muffed punt. Yeah, block punt. All this stuff's awful.
Something like that would have to happen, I think, to keep them in the game here. I mean, the Chiefs won that first game 36-10, but it was worse than the score would indicate here. So I think what we're seeing is with the expansion of the playoffs to seven teams, two teams, the Steelers and Eagles, really don't belong in this game here. Steelers are traveling here off really being like in a bar fight against their rival Baltimore. And Big Ben, how pedestrian has he been the last three games? He's averaging just 4.2 yards per attempt. When they throw the ball farther than 10 yards down the field, I almost do a double or triple take here. Kansas City big here, 34-10.
All right, Lee, we got Monday Night Football. That's your game of the week. And tell us about your specials as the NFL playoffs get underway.
Well, this should be a fun game here. Arizona and the Rams, both teams, interdivision rivals, know each other well, colorful coaches, and both teams like to score, so really good quarterback. So must win for both of these two teams going forward. So you want to get this game for free, call 800-400-9741. Give the Arizona Rams game on me. We are rolling, like I said, 14-4-1 roll here in the college football and the NFL down the stretch. And if you want to get involved, 197, everything in football through the Super Bowl, or 297, and you get all four sports, football, basketball, hockey, and UFC through the end of January. That's just 297. How do you get it? ParamountSports.com.
Sounds great, Lee. We'll talk to you next week as these playoffs get narrowed down. Good luck this weekend.
Thanks, Todd.
All right, there's Lee Sterling. More Zone next on Sports Radio 810 WHB.